Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we celebrate the great feast of St. Teresa of Avila. What a courageous, large soul she had. My goodness, her desire for God, she was sold out for God. And you know, brothers and sisters, that same grace can be given to us. It depends on our heart. It depends on our willingness. It depends on our intentions. We don't have to do things publicly. We don't have to do the things Teresa did, but that we have a large heart, a magnanimous, a great spirit that wants to love, that wants to serve, that wants to bring people close to God. God wants that kind of a heart and that kind of soul in everyone who professes to be Christian. You could be that way. But it means laying down your fears, laying down your stinginess, laying down your lack of charity, all those things that plague us and bind us, in a sense, to this earth, that nail us down in our human flesh, rather than setting us free. What we want is to love as God loves, to give as God gives, and not to worry about the future because He will care for us. The entrance antiphon for today says this: like the deer that yearns for running streams, so my soul is yearning for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for God, the living God. Does your soul thirst for God? Do you have a hunger for God? God wants to give you that if you put Him first. If you seek through His word to know Him better and to keep saying, Lord, I want to be like you. Give me grace, help me. I want to be more and more like you. And every day we make little choices, little decisions that conform us more and more to His image and likeness. That's the path of holiness. There's no trumpet blast. It's unseen. There's no applause. But little by little, as we turn to God, as we yield our own selfish desires to God, He changes us. He really changes us. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful to watch the work of grace in your own soul. Really. When I see myself saying things or doing things that I know sometime past I would have done something else or said something else that was negative. When I see the words that come on my lips and the thoughts in my heart, I know where they come from. They don't come from me. They come from Him. And everyone draws me closer to Him because I've given Him access. I'm not a saint. I'm not perfect. I'm walking the same path you're walking. But I know that when we draw near to Him and say, Jesus, make me like you. Help me to be more like you today. Show me by what I think and say and do to manifest your presence. Help me. Let me do it in all the little things of this day. Saying thank you when you'd rather just walk away or you forget, you just expect something. Stopping to say thank you very much for your kindness. Or whatever the case may be, it's in all the little things. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be more and more like Him, and He's holding out the grace for us to do so. Open your heart. Reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 3, verses 21 to 30. Brothers and sisters, the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, though testified to by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. All have sinned. All of us are deprived of the glory of God. They are justified freely by His grace through the redemption in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as an expiation through faith by His blood to prove His righteousness because of the forgiveness of sins previously committed. We're all sinners, says Paul. We're all deprived of the glory of God. But it's what God did for us and gave it to us fully and freely when he died upon the cross for us. Live out of gratitude. Begin to live out of gratitude. God has made possible for you eternal life. And every step in this journey on earth is leading us toward eternal life or leading us away from eternal life. We have the choice. What occasion is there for boasting? What occasion is there then for boasting? Everything we have, we've been given. It is ruled out. On what principle? That of works? No, rather on the principle of faith. Do I believe? That's the first and most important thing. Is my faith a living faith? Or am I just going through the motions? Ask God for faith. Ask God for faith frequently. Frequently. Ask him to increase your faith. Because as we go through our days, often our faith gets eroded because of difficulties or challenges that we face. It's just easy to forget. It's easy to lose sight. It's easy to look down. It's easier to look down than look up. So recall all throughout the day, Lord, increase my faith, that I may see you in every thought, word, and action, that I may hear your voice in the inspirations that you give me, that I might not be so busy and my mind not be so cluttered that I can't see you or hear you. Ask him for that every day. He loves to answer that kind of prayer. What occasion is there then for boasting? Says Paul. If everything that is good comes from God and not from us, what occasion is there then for boasting? It is ruled out. On what principle? That of works? No, rather on the principle of faith. For we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. No works of the law, no obedience to the law could give us eternal life. That was a free gift from God. So we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. The obedience we render to God by living our lives according to his word, that's an act of thanksgiving. Really, I'm not doing these things to earn something because I can't earn anything. But when I know what Christ did for me upon the cross, what Christ has won for me upon the cross, I live a life of gratitude. And because my gratitude is in Jesus, then it's from that that my reward and my blessings come, not from the works themselves. No, rather on the principle of faith, for we consider that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. Does God belong to Jews alone? Does he not belong to Gentiles too? Yes, also to Gentiles, for God is one and will justify the circumcised on the basis of faith, and the uncircumcised through faith. It's all by faith. Do you believe? And does your faith live by what you think, say, and do? Psalm 130, with the Lord there is mercy and fullness of redemption. And I love these words. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? If you listed all my sins, all the evil I have done, I couldn't stand before you at all. But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word, and my soul waits for the Lord, watching, waiting for the dawn of eternal life, ready, eager. That's what God wants, and he will give you the grace to live it. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 47 to 54. The Lord said, "Woe to you who build the memorials of the prophets whom your fathers killed. Consequently, you bear witness and give consent to the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them, and you do the building. You're cooperating with your ancestors. Therefore, the wisdom of God said, 'I will send to them prophets and apostles. Some of them they will kill and persecute, in order that this generation might be charged with the blood of all the prophets, and since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who died between the altar and the temple building, yes, I tell you, this generation will be charged with their blood because they were refusing to accept him. Woe to you, scholars of the law! You have taken away the key of knowledge. You yourselves did not enter, and you stopped those trying to enter. So he's saying to the Pharisees, you're not very good either. And the reason that you're not very good is that you are putting burdens on them too difficult to carry in terms of their obedience to the law. You're putting such burdens on them. And you're keeping yourself from heaven, and you're trying to keep others from heaven as well. When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees began to act with hostility toward him and to interrogate him about many things, for they were plotting to catch him at something he might say. And so the intrigue begins. Instead of opening their hearts and accepting the correction, they plotted against him. And don't we do that, brothers and sisters? Don't we do that all the time? Somebody challenges us on something, we try to find fault with them so that we don't have to listen to what they say. Well, God's word is telling us how to live. And there are many among us who are saying, Jesus, teach me and help me to follow you. But there are many who are saying, no, I don't want that. I don't like that. I have my own means of living happily. I don't need God. Well, the judgment day will come. And this generation, says the Gospel of Luke, this generation will be charged with their blood. Woe to you, scholars of the law. You teach people to obey every jot and tittle of the law, but you squeeze the heart out of them. You don't do it out of love. You do it out of trying to perform some kind of superhuman rigor. That's not what God's asking. He's asking that you accept his grace, that you yield to his grace, that you thank him for what he has done for you, which you could never earn. You thank him for what he has done for you by living in his light, in his mercy, in his peace, and passing that on to others. That's what God wants. Think about that. So often I think when we're inspired by something, we want to do everything so right. And what happens to us is that after a while we get so focused on doing the right things that we're not paying attention to the one for whom we're doing them. We get all caught up and our obedience to the commandments, our obedience to the law becomes an end in itself. It's like, if I do all these things, then I will earn heaven. We can never earn heaven. What we do that is right and good, our obedience to the commandments of God, are there because we know we have been loved and saved and we want to become like him. It's an act of gratitude. May God give you vision to shift your thinking and to think as God does. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.